Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the African Knowledge Beyond the Book Club. Tonight, we're still featuring Neely Fuller Jr.'s The United Independent Compensatory Code System Concept, Textbook Workbook for Thought, Speech, and Action for Victims of Racism. Tonight, we're in Chapter 8 of the main body of the text, featuring sex. I'm Charles Williams, your host and moderator of the book club, and my lovely wife, Jalavette on the Wheel of Steel. Say hello, Jalavette.
Hello, Jalavette.
Hey.
Hey, Jackie.
How you doing?
Good.
Great. Having fun tonight?
I am. I'm having a good time. I'm excited about what we're about to talk about. This is going to be interesting, I think.
Yeah, I hope so, because we are reading this for the first time with you live on the air.
Live on the air.
My reactions to the material is real.
That's right.
Right. Neely Fuller, in his preface to this chapter, he tells us, the following pages present suggestions that pertain to that what a victim of racism should or should not choose to do in the eighth area of activity, sex. Interesting, the eighth house of the heavens is
Scorpio.
Ruled by sex. That's amazing. I wonder what, how he...
Kundalini.
If he, yeah. And if he had put religion as nine, we'd have had something.
Okay.
Yeah. He just looked up on this. Oh, you know, he is a... I know his mom's a Scorpio. But anyway, let's get off that.
Yes, let's move on.
Yeah.
And you and this Coltrane trying to... I guess that's no coincidence either, that someone asked for this Alice Coltrane this evening.
You know what? Coltrane's a Libra, too.
Oh, really? Okay. So,
yeah.
I guess all the celestial happenings are going on. I wonder why you requested Alice Coltrane tonight. Now I see why.
Yeah. She's great. I like loving me. She's still alive. Great. But here he is, Mr. Fuller, his first suggestion. He mentions on page 179, I know all the book club members and people in internet world have their copy by now of Neely Fuller's work. He says, as long as white supremacy is the dominant social material force among people of the known universe, do not say that you or any other non-white person is married. Instead, use the expression attempted marriage. His explanation follows. Marriage can only exist between two or more persons, none of whom are dominated by persons who practice racism. Any person who must have the direct or indirect approval of the white supremacist in order to engage in sexual intercourse, sexual play, or sexual communication cannot be married.
Oh, wow. We could go on and on that one.
Could we?
Wow. And we've had that discussion many times, but not in the context that you're speaking right now, but certainly, you know, starting, needing to have permission to start or to continue a union. you know, as far as marriage is concerned. That's very interesting.
Right. He says direct or indirect approval.
That's right.
So even if it's necessary, like direct would be like a certification or a license. And the indirect would be, you know, them just not, you know, persecuting you.
Right.
Right. So, you know, you basically saying in a society, on the previous episode, I mentioned, or was maybe one before that, I said people, persons who are, you know, I guess person, a non-white group and a person mainly black would marry someone who considered white. And living in a society that's vehemently racist, they cannot really have marriage in that racist society. They would have to figure out a way to get the hell out of there.
Right.
And deprogram themselves.
Right.
You know, and so what he's basically saying, right, is the attempted marriage. But he said that they can't be married. He goes on, he says, as long as white supremacy exists, no person who is subject to it is married. Now even though he did say of another person, he said non-white. He said you or any other non-white person is married. So he said even black people marrying black people. I'm just saying. Or any other non-white person is married.
Right, and I think that the point, I don't know, maybe I'm not understanding properly, but I think the point is that he's getting at in an indirect fashion is that when you're needing permission,
right,
from another, then is it truly a marriage? Because a marriage is between two people.
You two and the creator. Now, which he doesn't go into. I think he may be a civil legalist here.
Mm-hmm.
He believes that, you know, in the, you know, recognizing maybe some type of civil authority of some sort. Because I guess, you know, people may not consider themselves married unless they have that kind of certification from, you know, their oppressor.
Oh, yeah. I think most people, period, in this country do not believe that their marriage is legitimate unless it is authorized and or sanctioned by, you know, the system.
Right, the white supremacist system.
Absolutely.
Right, they believe that they must have that, and I think I would recommend strongly that any persons who want to engage in, yes, serious relationship, you know, that they would like to be considered marriage, that they have to, you know, get with someone who shares that their view, or seek to have their view adapted so they can be on one accord.
Right.
You know, so they won't
know what the hell that was you just said. What?
But what I'm saying, adapted, like say, if two people are getting together, one person wants to pay for the other person, doesn't want to pay for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Somehow they got to get it through their head that they don't need the paper.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Even if that means just not doing it, forgetting to do, you know, you don't have to do it directly. You have to make a statement, say, hey, we're not getting a certification. You can just don't remember to file for it.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't go get it and just have a wedding. They'd be like, what about, say, oh, yeah, we'll get around to it. We'll file it next week. Just no procrastinate.
Yeah. And that's interesting because that's what we went through.
Interesting. Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, I always wanted to bring that up tonight.
Okay.
Moving on to the next session.
Okay.
Long as white supremacy dominates non-white people of the known universe.
We have a caller in 412. We have a caller in 412 before you go on to the next section. Hello and welcome to the Beyond the Book Club, African Knowledge Beyond the Book Club. Caller, you're live on the air.
Huh?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Hey.
Hey.
I had to get you in before he got started on the next area. So how have you been this evening? And do you have anything to add on what we've discussed so far?
Yeah, there was a word for what you were talking about. I think it's called Charlie Approved.
Mr. Yes,
Charlie
correct.
Approved.
Oh, that yeah. is correct. Mr. Charlie Approved.
Oh,
not
okay.
Charlie.
Yeah,
got it.
Mr. Charlie.
Get that straight now.
Mr. Charlie.
There is a difference.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. As long as the white supremacist system dominates the non-white people of the known universe, consider no non-white person as married. Practice using the expression attempted marriage and or attempting marriage and or attempted marriage. So that's what he thinks. It sounds almost like he's basically repeating what he said before. And he goes on. Let's go ahead and read this explanation here. He says, marriage is a mutual and harmonious relationship between one or more males with one or more females. Under white supremacy, all non-white people are forced and are allowed to make arrangements with one another and or with white people through mutual agreements. These agreements are mutual because all persons involved in them have directly or indirectly agreed to maintain them. In this respect, the arrangements are similar to the arrangements made between the prisoner and the prison maker, as between one prisoner and another. As long as white supremacy exists, white persons may or may not be married to each other. As long as white supremacy exists, white people have a choice as to whether they will or will not be married to each other. Non-white people have no such choice. Under white supremacy, non-white persons cannot be married to anybody, white or non-white. Non-white persons can only attempt marriage and or can only pretend to be married. I think he's giving a little bit too much power there.
Mm.
A little bit too much power attributed to Mr. Charlie. But, you know, it is real in the minds of our people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we can just unthink it, then that power vacuum will be evident. Under white supremacy, all persons are capable of conducting mutual relationships, but not harmonious ones. Under white supremacy, no non-white person can have a harmonious relationship with any person, white or non-white. The very existence of white supremacy is intended to establish, maintain, expand, and or refine disharmony between non-white people and their relationships with each other and with all that exists in the known universe. Without harmony, no person can correctly be considered married to any other person. Therefore, in a social material system dominated by white supremacists, no non-white person is married.
Hmm.
Now, I think me, Mr. Fuller and I disagree on what marriage is.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I think he just described marriage as being, you know, you just having to go and get some paper from Charlie, and then you marry. Now, that may be true in the minds of so much people. It may be true. It is. He's right based upon the consciousness of most black folks. But there is, I would say, an objective and inherent view that a man and a woman can come together. A woman receives a husband, a man takes a wife. They join together, and they can have a covenant relationship with each other outside of white supremacy and without the approval of Mr. Charlie, should they exercise their God-given right. They can do it. Not just because most people choose not to do it, that doesn't mean it doesn't exist. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Just because most people choose wrong, that don't mean there is no right choice.
Mhm.
So, I think he's taking the behavior habit pattern of people are choosing to be recognized by the white supremacist state, which, you know, to a certain extent, do they enforce their thing? Yeah, they do. You know, I think he mentioned in the section about a white person marrying a non-white person. It has to be approved by white supremacy. Now, I would definitely argue that in the case of interracial marriage between a non-white person and a white person.
Mm-hmm.
White people, as a collective, the collective racist society structure will not allow any members of their group, their caste, to be married to somebody outside of their group without their collective approval. I said collective approval. When they have through their government, through their church agencies or whatever, they will approve that.
Mm-hmm.
They must, because if they don't approve it, then they'll take the appropriate action that they deem necessary to take. Now, black folks, between black folks, we can marry each other all we want to. We don't really need them, really.
Right.
A lot of us just want it.
Right.
But it's not necessary. We won't receive any kind of backlash from them. All we got to do is just stay out of their courts. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You got to just stay out of their courts. Don't call their police. Deal with our family issues. And we'll be straight. No.
They use them as a safety net, though.
Yeah.
That's what he's used. He's used as a Mr. Charlie. He's used as a safety net that they could that when somebody doesn't fulfill their promise, one partner could run back and tell Mr. Charlie.
That's right. Somebody can always run to Mr. Charlie.
Uh-huh.
Whether they don't fulfill they promise, or if they just being fickle, just unhappy with that person. Mm-hmm. I'm mad at you.
Yeah.
You know, start an argument, provoke them to hit you. They don't even have to do it. Just call and, you know, let's just pay Mr. Charlie some bail money.
Mm-hmm.
Ransom money, really is what it is. Hold my relative for ransom and we'll pay you to take our relatives and hold them for us and create all kinds of problems. Right.
You remember that old term they used to have where women says, I don't have no ring. I don't see no ring on my finger, no Mr. Charlie approved ring on my finger, so I continue to do the things as though I'm single,
right?
Because unless we go to the court and be sanctioned by Mr. Charlie for us to do this, yeah.
Right. A lot of men and women will pull that I'm not married to you just because they didn't go through Mr. Charlie's stated rituals, and they'll use that to try to avoid some kind of obligation of that their marriage would have.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of it. Get out of some kind of responsibility. And we have to stop doing that as a group.
Mm-hmm.
We have to recognize that when we cohabitate, that we should make an agreement to be married before cohabitate, and we should do that.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can't cohabitate and not be married. All you do is don't make the commitment. Just say, no, I'm just staying with you and having sex with you and eating with you. You can say that, and a lot of people are actually doing it.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually doing that. And without saying, you know, I'm just going to make this commitment to you right now, and very few people take that option, and they can have a public ceremony to let everybody know that this is the commitment that they're willing to make. And so we ain't talking to Mr. Charlie about nothing. And should we decide to split up, we're not going to Mr. Charlie courts to handle it, to mediate it. And that's the way around that. But now Mr. Fuller here has chosen not to talk about avoiding his system altogether. He's just saying don't call yourself married because Mr. Charlie got a system set up that he wants to declare you married. So until, you know, he don't have a system, then don't call yourself married. You know, that thing's a little whack. I think
you have some issues.
I think it's whack. I think he could do better. Let's see. Let's go to the next point.
Mm-hmm.
As long as white supremacy exists, try to discourage, disapprove, and avoid all legal or formal so-called marriages between any person, any place. Hey, next question, we skipped ahead. There you go. Yeah, you should. I agree. You should do that. Avoid that kind of marriage. His explanation follows. As long as white supremacy exists, it is correct for males and females to be in contact with each other for the following reasons only. Number one, to engage in constructive labor. Number two, to talk with each other about ways and means of eliminating racism and establishing justice. Number three, to engage in sexual intercourse. Okay, that's good. As long as white supremacy exists, and while formal so-called marriages, either directly or indirectly, serve no other purpose than to except to help maintain and expand or refine racism and white supremacy. Yeah, and they should say that in the previous session, formal marriage, but he didn't say that. What they call formal, anyway. I would say what he played formal, just say marriages that have to be recognized, approved, certified, legitimized by the white supremacist state. Well, it ain't yet. But he got around to that over here. I wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? Let's see. I accidentally flipped the page. Here we go, we're on page next week, 22. He says, by avoiding legal and or formal so-called marriages, each person, both male and female, is forced to relate directly and personally to all of the major realities and discomforts of white supremacy in every major area of people activity. If people, especially non-white people, begin to function in any manner in which each individual person must relate directly to the realities of white supremacy, it in its less disguised forms, the understanding of white supremacy, how it works, and for what purpose will increase. An understanding of white supremacy by its victims automatically increases the desire and need to eliminate it. He's right. He's on the money. And he summarizes his previous remarks here, bottom of page 182. He says, as long as white supremacy exists, it is correct for non-white males and females to spend a very minimum amount of time, energy, money, and et cetera, entertaining each other. That means stop going to the movies all the time or at all and seeking personal attention from one another. There you go. So-called marriages, attempted marriages, and or imitation marriages require that persons so involved must devote a substantial measure of personal attention and or material comfort to one another. Under socio-material conditions dominated by white supremacy, such activity is, in effect, only a feeble attempt at pretending marriage. Under white supremacy, such activity among its victims does not and cannot produce or support marriage. Such activity only produces the pretense of true marriage. Such pretenses of marriage only supports white supremacy and injustice in general. In addition, as long as white supremacy exists, it is correct for white people and non-white people to avoid all contact with one another that does not help to eliminate racism and or does not help to produce justice.
Well, when you put them together and they make babies, well, isn't that eliminating racism? Because they can't be racist if they're half of each race, right?
That's what they're saying. The babies are so pretty. They have to end racism.
They are so cute that they just have a mission to end racism.
Right, because every...
name of Jesus.
Biracial person I know is a...
is a crusader for anti-racist activity.
I see him always.
Good hair will clear cure the world.
I think, and we really have not focused on that enough.
Right. I mean, I don't see them just going along with racist society saying it's normal and black people should just, you know, just get a job and
shut up already.
Shut up already because they're messing up this good thing that they have going.
Ingrate.
Marching up and down the street.
Weighing out your shoes.
Savages.
File a cardboard for picket signs.
Breathe all the white man's air. Put your big old nostril.
Given the
I haven't heard him say anything like that.
No.
And the implication is offensive to me. You would even say that.
Matter of fact, I'm just skipping ahead. Let's just, Mr. Bullock go ahead and drop this. He says, avoid the production of offspring.
He's so angry.
He is an angry man. bad, Mr. Fuller. Bad, Mr. Fuller.
But, you know, while you were talking, I was thinking that's actually true. what you were saying. I think the first problem somebody would have, like he said, if you didn't go through them to get married, the very first problem that you're going to have is the fact that the insurance. Suddenly your health is, somebody's health insurance is going away.
Mm-hmm.
When that happens, you're normally, you know, you have a spouse, and then the health insurance is covered, and then if they're not your spouse, then how are they covered under the health insurance? You know, these types of little small things that they do, where if you're not married under Charlie approved marriage, then you start to have these problems.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ever. There was a time when black people had our own insurance company,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
could have insured ourselves without having to have a quote-unquote Mr. Charlie approved marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition to that, let's just add this next little thing. If more people didn't get Mr. Charlie approved marriage, then the insurance companies would eventually change their policy so that they can get those customers.
Oh, yeah.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
They'll notice that they can't underwrite those policies, and they're going to these black companies or self-insuring.
See, but you said that, and that's not what every... See, and the reason that you said it is because you're against white supremacy. But you don't hear other folks... And see, that actually proved that he was right, because what he said was, when you're not participating, you have nothing to do but find ways to work on justice against
white supremacy. That's right. Because, see, the way I see it, I'm not invested in the future of white supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
Not counting on white supremacy to continue. So I'm not looking at, oh, you know, you got to think years down the line because you're going to retire. Get a white supremacy. How am I going to plan to retire under white supremacy and just chill out up in here? That's what you're saying. No, that is not what I'm going to do. And if you put anybody planning to retire and putting back of the big fat 401k 503bc, you planning on living under white supremacy? You got to give it all away. You have to put the brick on the gas pedal and drive off the cliff.
Well, clearly, I think if you're not prepared to invest in white supremacy, you are. Rooting for the losing team, and so
you know what, right? Well, if a lot more of us would invest in us, in themselves, because investing in us is investing in themselves. They invested in their family. I mean, gave them all to their family. And so you know, I'm not giving nothing to the white supremacist system in terms of my future, at least. I mean, of course, you know they take certain things from you, but you don't have to give them everything. You don't give them nothing that you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
And some people, when we define it, what you have to give, people define that differently.
That's right.
I have to do that. I have to go to the doctor every time I got the sniffles. What do I need to go to the doctor for? But anyway, this is not the show. We're not talking about health today. We're talking about sex.
Okay.
So let me get back on that.
Let's get focused.
Let me get my focus back.
I thought health and sex was the same thing.
Could be. Nowadays, I guess it could be. We're getting ready to go into the last few minutes of the show. So if you are listening live on the browser or in the chat room, you'll need to call in at 323-580-5707 to hear the last bit of the show. Otherwise, you can catch it in the archive. Otherwise, again, the number is 323-580-5707. We're going to take a really quick break. We'll be right back.
Listen in to African Conversations on the African Knowledge Network, where we will converse with researchers about matters significant to the African diaspora community. Join us on Facebook on the African Conversations community page. Enjoy the dialogue on African Conversations on blogtalkradio.com. All right, and Mr. Fuller, we're with him on page 188. He says, as long as the white supremacy exists, do not engage in any act of sexual intercourse except for one or both of the following reasons. To help provide comfort, incentive to and promote constructive communication between those victims of racism who repeatedly strive to speak and act to resist or eliminate racism. And the second is for the production of offspring. His reasons are, every person in the known universe is at all times directly or indirectly either engaging in a sexual act and or the expression of sexual act, or every person is directly or indirectly reacting to those who are so engaged. Sexual motivation is second only to racism, and as the great domineering motivation force by all people among those of the known universe. Therefore, as long as racism is the dominant motivating force by people among the people of the known universe, it is correct for a person to engage in sexual intercourse only if such acts directly or indirectly help eliminate racism. That is, use sex as a means to combat racism. That's basically what he's saying. He used a whole lot of words. He can bring it down. He does thesaurus or something.
I don't like your attitude, boy.
He's a very wordy guy. He's lots of words.
Mm-hmm.
The book thicker.
You know, I'm not sure if I like this.
Oh, duh. Y'all, you know, he was on the Woman's Song Community Experience, I believe, once or twice, was it?
He was on once.
Yeah, once. I had some interesting conversations. Yeah, but he's really wordy. All sexual intercourse that does not help eliminate racism is incorrect. As long as white supremacy exists, it is correct for non-white persons to engage in sexual intercourse only with non-white persons and only in the manner and for the reasons aforementioned. So, I mean, you know, he's right, because what you get is that deceptive sex thing that they talk about in the Kama Sutra, Vatsyayana. When you got an oppressed group engaged in sexual acts, an oppressive group imposing its sexuality on an oppressed group, and that's also it's in the Book of Numbers of the Bible, 28th chapter. You have the Moabites seducing the Israelite army into sexual relationship, only that they bow down and worship their gods. And so the men became submissive to the people who they were supposed to be conquering. And those men had to be executed. They were hung for that. So, you know, many black men today could and should be hung for treason on account of their sexual conduct.
No. I was drunk.
What?
You say?
I said I was drunk.
Right. I mean, many of the men and women in our society, we engage in treason on many levels.
Mm-hmm.
And I know neither Fuller doesn't really discuss that, but you know, he discussed it right now. He just said, or only if it directly only have sex if it eliminates racism. Okay, what's the consequences if they don't? What are you going to do? You're not going to hang them. You got to do something. You got to shun them. What you going to do? You going to not invite them to the barbecue? I mean, you got to. They got to put in extra on drinks. I'm saying, you got to come up with something. Or let them in the clubhouse. That's a start. You know? But we got to take some measures, man. We got to get serious. And that's what our people ain't doing. I understand a lot of people didn't know about this before they may have gotten involved in relationships with the enemy. But I'm gonna do like, let's like, I'm gonna say something them small hats do.
Mm-hmm.
The small hats, before they take somebody, have somebody marry into their clique. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They have to renounce all other allegiances to any other group, ethnic group that they come from, and they got to prove, they got to demonstrate that. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, any brothers that got the jungle fever out there, make sure the girl is going to help you fight white supremacy, and she gonna betray white supremacy in service of to be with you. She wants to love you so much? Prove it.
Right. Patty Hearst.
Patty Hearst, prove it.
Yeah.
You gonna betray white supremacy to get with me? That's what you gotta do. If they're not doing that, then you being deceived. You being manipulated. Because you and your people is being persecuted and murdered out in the street in every way, economically and whatnot. And that person gonna just sit there and say, hey, oh, don't worry about all that. Forget the struggle. Just come over here and parlay with me over in this pad I got. That means forget your people and betray them.
Right.
That's what that means. That's a translation. They said, don't say betray and treat. Those are dirty words. Say you have new priorities. You have evolved your interests. You're multicultural now. You're not just black. You're everything. You're a rainbow.
You can sit in a gated community and invite your son over.
Yeah.
To be murdered by our neighbor.
Your opiate. This is your new opiate.
That's right. That's an opiate. That's sex is escapism.
Yes, it is.
You get amazing stimulation and invigoration done properly, or you can be weakened through sex.
Right.
And how sex is used today by people of our community. We have been weakened by sex. We do not get strengthened by sex.
Right.
So Ms. Fuller hasn't articulated that clearly, but he did basically saying, if you use sex to limit the racism, that means strengthen yourself with sex. Use sex as power.
Right.
That's what he's getting at. He says, do not, further, that's going at the bottom of page at 188 to at 189. He says, do not engage in sexual intercourse and or sexual play in any manner that contributes to the distress, discomfort, confusion, and or efficiency of any other person while that person is directly or indirectly seeking to speak and or act to resist to eliminate racism. Okay, so, I mean, don't use sex as a means to confuse somebody trying to fight racism. I mean, I can say that real. It's like one line. No.
Mm-hmm.
And throwing them off balance. Because, you know, if it's too much sex for that person to handle to stay focused, they need to bring it down. They might not can handle all that. They kind of make them, you know, they may get a little brain fog right there. You know what I'm saying? You got to give them just enough and, you know, let them go ahead and fight the walk. You know,
I at that Million Man March, you know, they didn't want women there. And I was out there, and I was watching these women weaving through the a bunch of women showed up. You know, oh, there's a million black men out there. And it was interesting how many women showed up in booty shorts.
God, they were soldiers.
Yeah.
They were
women
soldiers.
Weaving in and out of there. But nobody was listening to the speech as these women went through the different areas. You know, everybody stopped and they were distracted by that.
That's right.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
Those are sexual soldiers. When you see a woman of a group, they pretend they could be part of your own ethnic group, but they distracting you from, you know, the great work. They are soldiers for the other team. Now, they don't have to be. They could have been cheerleaders. And go, black man. Fight for our liberation, yay. I mean, they could have. But were they?
Could have. Yeah.
I don't think so, but hell, I wasn't there. So, you were there. You more credible to be able to deliver your commentary and analysis of that, but I don't know. But I'm saying, in other words, I'm saying black sisters, use your sexuality to empower the black man and to make him, motivate him to fight for you. The fight to defend your honor. And don't allow him to shirk that responsibility. If that means holding back on a little sexual gratification or as much as necessary to motivate him to fight for your liberation and to strengthen himself to be a real man or to become one, because this society don't promote black males to become men. We're just supposed to become sexual performers and money makers. We confuse that with manhood.
If they withhold what they want, a trinket, and he ain't buying it.
Right.
That's right.
And that's the advance on white supremacy. Because we pay the white man to have sex with the black woman.
Speak that.
That's what we do. It's, I mean, hey, it's how we raised. We've been conditioned to do that. You know what I'm saying? How much time we got left?
Oh, 5 minutes.
Okay. Well, I think that's it for tonight. Next week we'll be back to cover the last area of activity, war and counter war. And we'll wrap up this book. We barely touched on this chapter. It was too much. And y'all, hope y'all go out there and get this book and form a study and go get, have your book clubs or whatever, or post some of your comments, your insights on the African Knowledge Beyond the Book Club Facebook page. And look forward to seeing you next week. Thanks for joining in.
All right. Peace.
Peace.
I love you.